I want to talk to you about something that's everywhere you turn on social media, the internet. But my perspective is going to be 180 degrees different. You can disagree with me, but hear me out. I am just tired of seeing how many people are telling you to look and peel the onion back. There's so many people that spend a few minutes in psychotherapy and they immediately have a podcast or a YouTube video or something on social media. And they're just like telling the world about this thing they learned in therapy and they're projecting it on you because they can get paid for it or they're just excited about this thing they learned. And so we get maybe a message that was meant for one person to help them grow. And it was just a first step message and it's just projected 1,000-fold towards the globe. And we're getting a lot of this, you know, oh, well, you behaved in a certain way and you've got this temper, you're dealing with like a narcissist, you're having a hard time with these things in your life because of this childhood trauma, because you had these other things. So we just keep pointing the finger, maybe not at another person. Maybe we're still pointing the finger at ourselves, but we're pointing it into our past. And you know, I'm guilty of that sometimes. You know, I am. I'm still pointing the finger at me. I'm still looking in my mirror, but in my mirror, it's kind of shattered because there's all this other stuff that happened or this person did this thing to me. Well, it can't be 100% my fault, you know, because this other person screwed me out of this or cheated me for money or cheated on me. You know, I was perfectly respectful in a relationship, but this other person slept around and did this stuff and lied, you know. Somehow, I justify how I feel and how I act, and I justify myself on someone else's behavior and how they hurt me, how they screwed me. And I go backwards into my past and say, well, you know, I had alcoholic parents that were fighting all the time, and I was raised in this environment, and maybe we didn't have much money, and we were poor, and like, I look at all these things, and I just keep looking at them and glaring at them and diving deep into these things in my past. And everywhere you go on social media, there's people that are helping you label, look at your past trauma. There's people that are doing exercise routines to help you to get healthier. And they're like, oh, you have to do these somatic exercises. Women have to do these crab-like crawls and curl your abdomen and do these things. And it's going to just like make you cry and make you connect with your past trauma. And then you can finally lose fat and gain muscle if you do these things. But if you don't, then you're going to, you know, continue to store cortisol and stress. There's all these people that are labeling and telling you all these things, but 99% of the stuff out there on these podcasts, all over the web, on YouTube, on Facebook, everywhere you turn, there's people talking about narcissism and past trauma and looking at these things as causes and helping yourself to look back at your past and to dig deep and find all these past traumas and heal from them, to disconnect from people. There's people all over telling you to disconnect, that it's healthy to set boundaries and walk away from people in your life, to walk away from parents and people that are still quote unquote toxic, and telling young people, you know what, disconnect from your parents, cut them off. Make these choices. Get away from these negative people. Surround yourself with happy, positive, wonderful, utopia. There's so much of this stuff all over the internet. Get offended. Point out what they did that offended you and make sure that they know that what they did to you was not okay and make them fix it or walk away and get them out of your life. You be you, girl. Guy. They. Yeah. Trust me, Google it, look on the internet. If you have not been living under a rock, and heck, even if you have been, this stuff is everywhere. If you are ticked off, if you feel some kind of an emotion other than happy and pleasant, and heck, even if you are a little too happy sometimes, there is a lineup of people waiting to tell you why and how to cure it and how to fix it. And if you just did this X, then you will get Y and Z. And it always involves looking and examining and pointing the finger at ourselves and at our past and digging and to the people that did this and wronged us and cutting them out of our lives and making these choices and. I want to say something different about this. I want you to picture a lake. Well, it doesn't have to be any size, just a lake. And I do this because I grew up next to a lake, so I'm just gonna have you picture a lake. And now I want you to think about a boat. Not just any boat, not a rowboat, a boat with a little motor. Doesn't have to be much of a motor. Doesn't have to be Suck My Wake from the Dan Aykroyd movies. Just picture maybe a rowboat with a motor, just a small motorboat on this lake. And think of yourself standing in this boat. Now you've got the life jacket on, of course, because, you know, if you fall in, you have to float, you have to save yourself. But however you picture it, you're standing in this boat. And you reach down and you turn the motor on, and you've got kind of this rudder control in your hand where you can kind of steer the boat by turning this left or right. And this rudder, this paddle that goes down with the motor, is going to kind of help aim the motor in a certain direction, which turns your boat. And it propels you. The motor is running, blah, 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 blah. And it's helping your boat move forward in the water. I want you to look down at the wake. Now, if you don't know what a wake is like the waves. It's like this rudder, this motor is cutting through the water, and it's creating these waves to ricochet off. And you can look down at this wake and sometimes see white and see the directions that the water is running. And if you move in this direction or that direction, the wake will cross itself and cross over, and the whole boat starts to move around a little bit. You can go real fast across the lake, and you can really spin in a circle, and you can just look at the wake. You can imagine looking out at a lake and seeing boats going back and forth with water skiers and all kinds of things. And you can see the waves that are created and how turbulent they might be at times. Turbulent enough that some people come across and they surf on them. The wake. Again, if you aren't clear what I mean, look it up, Google it. What does a wake behind a boat look like? So you can picture it. And I want you to realize that the wake doesn't move the boat. There's nothing about the wake that causes the boat to go right or left or forward. The wake is what you see after. And you can look down at it and you can look at all of it, but none of what's in the wake moves the boat forward. And if the boat stops, you take your hand off the motor, that wake is not going to make the boat continue. It's just there. A lot of times we look back at our past and we see, well, you know what? I grew up in this environment with these alcoholic parents, and they yelled and they screamed and they didn't let me have friends over, and I was in this environment, and because of that environment, I've chosen to do these things as an adult. Or, you know, I have a temper because I was in this environment and I learned that this is how people behave. Well, is that really true? Do you know people that have grown up in certain environments that have been around people and they didn't turn into a drug addict too or an alcoholic too? Do you know people that are really well-mannered and well-tempered and they didn't, that environment didn't affect them when they were out of it? Or do you know more people that use it as an excuse? Before you come for me, think about it. We have a choice every single day to pause and put a moment between something that's done to us and our reaction. As an adult, I can be mindful and look back at the environment that I was planted in, outside my control and within my control. And what I choose to control now, what I can control, is myself and my current actions. And I can at any point in time stop myself and look at yesterday. Look at that wake and examine it. And just detach from it and put myself in a place of observation so I can look at it and observe. And pause. And I can choose any path I like. Even in the midst of losing my temper and being cranky and starting to yell, I can stop myself and go, wait, what am I doing? This is not who I want to be. This is not how I want to show up. And I can stop myself. And even if the other person in the room is like, I can just say, you know what? I need a break. And I can walk away. And maybe they're still, and they're throwing it back at me because we all got ourselves all wound up. But I can stop. I always have control to stop and pause and say, wait. I am not a product of my environment. I'm not doomed to drown in that wake. And neither are you. Now, you might hear tons of people on the internet telling you this is a label for what you went through, and this is a label for this person and that person. And even if you label everyone and you point your finger everywhere else, at the end of the day, all you're going to do is spin yourself in circles over and over and over again and live the same life 70, 80 times over, year by year by year. You can drown yourself in that. You can. Or you can wake up, unplug. Be mindful. Detach yourself. And I'm going to take time to explore this a little more and break it down for you into steps and more little visualizations besides the boat to help you really start to break free of this. Because it's a dynamic that can help you level up as a human and be a better person, a best value, better version of yourself. If you want to. Or at the very least, it can help you to recognize that you are enough. You are okay in your own skin right now, this very moment, no matter where you're at. You are good enough. You are wonderfully made. You are exactly who you need to be. And you are perfectly capable in this very moment of doing what you need to do to show up as the person you want to be. You absolutely have everything you need right this very minute. And nothing about your background and where you came from and what happened yesterday and how this person screwed you over, none of that stops you and prevents you from being the wonderful, brilliant, beautiful human you are right now. And you are not alone. There are so many of us that struggle with this, with looking and pointing and saying, yeah, well, my mom did this thing to me and I was abused and I have a brain injury and I'm overweight and I'm not pretty and I this happened and that happened and this person did this thing and this person was rude to me and this person cut me off in traffic and because. We're going to go through how to detach yourself from that. We're not going to forget it. It's always going to be there. You're always going to be able to look at that wake and see the ripples of it. But they will not be drowning you anymore. Take this journey with me.